Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
I'll tell the people that, huh?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them, as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God of the Mist, Get 'Em Radio, Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. Hallelujah. Amen. And hey, and we're in the midst of it right now. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you higher, higher, higher than any circumstance, any situation, any typo, Lord God. Hallelujah. We lift you higher than all of that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence here. Your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. Above everything else, we perceive your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, that you just continue to show up when two or more gather together in your name. Thank you for that, Lord. Now, Lord God, we're looking so forward to what you're going to do during this entire month of spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. And we just say, Lord, have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can. We lift up our facilitator, Pastor Helen Price, to you right now. And everything pertaining to life and godliness, we lift it up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you just strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for providing everything she needs, energy, strength, Holy Ghost vitality, whatever she needs for doing super abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And, Lord God, we just thank you that our ears are open to hear you. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for opening up our eyes to see what we didn't even see in previous spiritual warfare boot camp. Hallelujah. That our eyes will be even more open to see what you are doing and to see and know more about spiritual warfare. We give you praise for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, this is God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. This is the Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. Hallelujah. So, soldiers of the living God, arise. Hallelujah. As we learn more about how to apply, employ, and use the weapons of our warfare. So if you are a spiritual warfare veteran, these lessons will stir you up and ignite, hallelujah, the fire that shut up in your bones. Glory to God. If you're new to spiritual warfare, this boot camp is Holy Ghost designed to build you up on your most holy faith, helping to prepare you for any onslaught from the enemy, the world, and even the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm sure somewhere along the line, this scripture will come up again when Pastor Price, as she comes on, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So without any further ado, I want to just introduce our dear Pastor Helen Price. Many of you know her, and that she is my sister, my sister in the natural, and then she is my spiritual mother in the spirit. The Lord used her. I mean, even when we were growing up together, he used her to help me in so many different ways, even with my schoolwork. I remember her teaching me how to do math in the car. And then, you know, the Lord used her later on in life, not much later on after that, because she's been, you know, close to the Lord for a long time. And so basically I just watched what God was doing through her. And I didn't know I was saying this, but I was like Ruth and Naomi, you know, where Ruth said, I want your God to be my God. Hallelujah. And that's how the Lord birthed me into the things of God, just watching what the Lord was doing in her life. So I'm just so excited to have her with us tonight. She's already by the Spirit of the Lord. I looked and I realized that this is the third year of Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. We started in 2021, 2022, and here we are in 2023. And if you heard it back then, it's going to be different now. Hallelujah. Amen. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Bless you, Apostle. I so thank God for you and always for the wonderful introduction that you give and that you gave. I many times feel like I'm an Elijah with an Elijah. I thank God because God would use me so many times in the years in ministry. Excuse me, I'm getting things set up. Can you hear me pretty good, Apostle? Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you well.
Okay, great, great. I just want to make sure. And so when we were during the years that God would send me everywhere that you stayed, when you were down in Texas and in Houston, and then you moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, which I came to. Every time I go through there, I want to cry because I enjoy such a wonderful time in the years that you stayed in Albuquerque and I could come and visit you. And then I had the wonderful privilege of coming to visit you in Denver, Colorado, when you were there in Denver. And with your family and working, and it was just such an awesome blessing to go to the Mile High City and to be able to visit Marilyn Hickey's church and to still just be there. And then when you moved across country to New Jersey, and I had the blessed privilege of coming there when you were there and working at AT&T, not knowing all that God was doing, but he had a big fish on his line. He had a big fish that he would make the preparation for me to be able to come in every place to be there and sow seeds. And I watched you as you gave. I once said that after you came, the sister that I once knew is there no more. The sister I once knew is there no more. For true, hallelujah, for truly you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And a lover of Jesus. And that's why I said that I've watched you and over the years and thought about how when there were two Elijahs there together, Elijah and Elisha, and the second Elijah did double the amount of what the first Elijah did. And I just thank God. I've watched with the radio, Get 'em radio program. You're now at how many programs do you have right now with your Get 'em radio? The broadcast, it's over 1500. What is it now?
Well, I can tell you off the top of my head that it's over 1500. But I'll let you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but that's what I know. It's over 1500. Plus, God has you with this whole network and Get 'em with the programs that you have on Monday with Lunch with Lorraine, Powerful Woman of God, and the Tuesday Praying in Tongues Tuesday, Innovative by the Spirit of God. So much work is done around the world as we pray in other tongues together. I give Him glory for what He's doing. That good work that He began in you and how He's completing it, and you're His workmanship. And not just you, I think about others that God has called, but I think about how you're His workmanship, created in Him for good works. Everything that you went through in your life, He's been training you for such a time as this. And then to see the ministries, even the new ministries, how God was training you in evangelism, put you with an excellent ministry there in New Jersey with an excellent pastor, and had you to be trained so excellently in the area of evangelism. And then you just finished with that wonderful evangelism boot camp. Thank you so much, Apostle. I give glory to God. And I'm telling you, what I'm saying right now, I'm being led by the Spirit. I hadn't planned on saying all of this, so I know that this is God ministering this through me. I'm just waiting to see what He's saying through me. Glory to God. Glory to God about this, because he's doing well. Hallelujah. And then to have the new one with the pandemic babies and I tell you what such a wonderful blessing is the healing ministry, the prophetic healing. That has been so many people, including myself. We've been healed as we've come on that program with you and Elder and his lovely wife. And we thank God for that, because what God reveals, He heals. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So we've learned how to flow. But I want to go back again very quickly to the evangelism boot camp that you gave. I'm so glad that your ministry is also set up. I'm still getting mine on Wednesdays. Still getting the ones that God has me set up to do to get the recordings out. And I have the recordings, but I'm backlogged. So I just take it step by step and say, okay, Lord, you show me what to do and how to get this out. But he said, for this time, and we also on Wednesday, we have a date night with Jesus that we have with our church, Memphis Covenant Faith, have a date night with Jesus on Wednesday nights. And now we're actually doing the same thing. We're starting just like you're doing on here with the Bible boot camp, the basic training in spiritual warfare. And the Lord said, don't count that robbery that you're doing both of them in the same month at the same time. Because I know one particular relative of mine that she teaches ninth grade science. And she's teaching ninth grade science. She has five classes a day. This particular person has five classes a day. And she's teaching the same thing over and over to each class that she comes. And one of the things that happens is that she says she gets better. She's taught science before. She's taught math. She's taught history. But every class that she has been in has been one that has built her up. And that's what happens with us. As we minister forth the word of God, just like this time, I'm looking forward to the next time you have an evangelism boot camp, because I'm getting there. I would watch you. Oh, my goodness. I would watch you. I could see God has you like a well-trained instrument to be able to lead ones to Christ. And that anointing, I saw it when I came for my birthday last year. That on that day, when you all gave me we had a birthday party, and on my way out, four different times during the day, it was like even being in the household with you all, that anointing for evangelism began to flow through me even the more. And on my birthday, the Lord allowed me to lead four people to Jesus Christ. You've taught us about treasure hunting. That God's treasure, he has a treasure. His treasure is souls. We so love beautiful homes and cars and jewelry as human beings. And some people like those big screen televisions. But God wants souls. So I thank God for you and that evangelism boot camp. I just want to be able to say to you, I appreciate that and say that. And I believe that God is saying this through me to you. Glory to God to say this through me to you. Because sometimes if we continue to do what we're doing, we don't have a whole lot of people patting us on the back. When the Lord had me to go and do over 300, like I said, you have 1,500 broadcasts. When God had me to do over 300 videos on YouTube, reading through the Bible in a year, and he's used me with different various videos on there. Now, I don't have nobody saying, great job, Helen Price. Nobody's saying that. I have to know I've done what God has called me to do. And some things have been set in place that will later on by the Spirit of God be important to the purpose, the plan, the destiny of God. So I want to tell you I appreciate you. I thank God for all that he has done. I count it an honor and a privilege that God used me in any aspect in your life. I look at you as one of God's generals in his army. But I know that that's not a thing because you're looking to Jesus. That's who he is, your life. That's who you're wrapped up and tied. That's what makes you a joy. You're wrapped up and tied up in him. So I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God tonight, Apostle, for again, I'm so honored for you inviting me to do this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare again. I'm expecting God to do just what he does. I'm expecting him to show up and show out. I'm expecting him to be able to get the purpose and the plan, what he wants to say to us, his people. Hallelujah. Yes. I've been listening all day long. I've been listening to him and through the night. I've been listening to him. What's on your heart, Daddy God? He's not only called our Daddy God, but in Isaiah 54 and verse 5 says, thy maker is thy husband. We're one with God. And so I want to know, daddy, husband, what's on your heart? What is on your mind? What do you want for us to have? So I'm so honored, Apostle, that you would have me to come to do this. You didn't do it because I'm just your sister. I'm your sister. I don't go to the evangelism boot camp and the others because you're my sister. But I know that you're anointed and appointed by God. And I can see what God has done in your life through these years and over these years. And I pray, Lord willing, by the Spirit of God, that God will continue to use you in his service and for his glory in Jesus' name. I come from a very wonderful family. I just thank God for that. Because I'm honored and thankful to God again for this invitation. And then, as always, I want to give a special shout out and send much love to our mom, Pastor Mom. Hi, Pastor Mom. This is Helen. It's your daughter, Helen. I'm saying, hi, Mama. I love you. And I give much thanks to God for our mom, for she led the way in prayer, in giving.
Yes.
I learned what it meant to be a giver through my mom. It says there's he that scattereth and yet increaseth, the word of God says. But there's him that withholdeth more than is meet, and it will tend to poverty. It says a liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth others shall be watered himself. Mama has been what you call a liberal soul a giver. I mean, we saw people would just come to our house just to eat. Hallelujah. And more than anything else, she's a giver of love. I called her one of the lovers in the kingdom of God. So I thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and I give glory to God for you and all of my brothers and sisters Thank God for Pastor Catherine that's there that helps to tend to mom, her and Apostle, you all caregiver, and treat her so good by the Spirit of God. I'm so grateful to God for the both of y'all, as well as all of my brothers and my sisters. And to you, each one of you that are here on this program tonight, I believe that God brought you here for a reason. I pray that words will be said, that there will be a part that God will, first of all, I'm praying that God will keep each one of us fully engaged, that we won't go to sleep, that we'll, because we're going to need what God has for us during this time, but that he will also bless us and meet us at the point of our need. Somebody here is going through something. Somebody here needs a word from God, and just one word from God can soothe all doubts and calm the fears and turn situations around. May that word be said to each one of us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. So I give honor and thanks to God for every one of you on this broadcast, but also to those who will listen to it in the future. Because there's going to be somebody here, if Jesus tarries to come, if he tarries, because even we have been hearing over and over again, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. So whatever time that you listen to this, whatever time you're able to partake of this, may God also meet you, every one of you, at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. So I thank God for this this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. God, Heavenly Father, as we come even today, we worship you and praise you this day in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for the greatness and the magnitude of your love for us, Lord God, and that you so loved the world, and that's a lot of love, that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious, darling son, Jesus Christ. We love you today, kind Heavenly Father. And as we come and we gather together tonight, we do so in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, you said if just two of you shall gather in your name, you said in my name, there am I in the midst. There are more of us than two tonight. And so we thank you for being in our midst, for meeting every man, woman, boy, and girl at the point of their need, whatever their need might be, Lord God. It's like we would be spinning our wheels if we come together just to come and just do something, just to be doing something. We thank you tonight for touching, for healing, healing that one that's going through on the top of their head. I rebuke that, every spirit of infirmity, any spirits in Jesus' name, any stroke spirits, any aneurysms, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Charge and command it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. I pray the canopy of God's glory over every man, woman, boy, and girl that's listening tonight, that God himself, even now, will give you the protection that you need. I pray the canopy of his glory as a defense, as a protection over you and over each one of us tonight. Lord, touch and heal, deliver, set free. I plead your blood, your name over each one. And I pray, Father God, as we come, oh, I pray this night, precious Holy Spirit, that you do what you do best. Lead and guide us into all truth. Show us things to come. Let us know tonight what we need to have and what we need to know tonight. My eyes are upon you, Lord God. I'm so grateful to you. Our eyes are upon you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. We say again, Lord God, have your way. Have your way tonight. Let us not go away from this place the same. And let this service go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. We love you tonight, Lord God, and we say have your way. And we give you glory, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. So I want to welcome you tonight to this Bible Boot Camp, Basic Training in Spiritual Warfare. Now, Lord willing, during these next Thursdays, there are only four, so we have three more services after today. Lord willing, we will cover five things in this boot camp. Number one, we will cover the introduction. That's what we're going to do today, the introduction to the Bible fact that we are enlisted as soldiers by God into his army. We're going to find that in 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. Secondly, on this week, we will also cover who is our commander-in-chief in the army of the Lord in Ephesians 1, verse 22. As soldiers, number three, we're going to be covering, as soldiers in God's army, we have a new identity package. who we are in Christ Jesus. That's so important because if we knowing our identity, it will determine the direction that we will go in our lives. We will also cover number four, several weapons of our warfare. The name of Jesus is one, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. We'll be covering those in the weeks to come, Lord willing. And then number five, we will cover the armor of the Lord. What we're to put on as soldiers in God's army and what we're to put off from us, beginning at Ephesians 6 and verse 11. While I'm right there at the armor of God, one of the things that I love about when I go over the armor of God, they said in many parts it says that put on. It talks about put on, having our feet shod, put on above all else, take the shield of faith. But when it talks about righteousness, when we present ourselves even in that armor, he said having on the breastplate. When we come before God, we got to have that on. And the only way we're going to have that on is when we receive Jesus Christ. He takes on our sin and has took on our sin and given us the shield of faith. I'm sorry, having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's our royal robe of righteousness. He puts that on us. I wanted to give that a little bit before we get down to that later. So now let's go to our first part. Let's look first at our key scripture for this basic training in spiritual warfare. It's found in 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. It establishes that we are soldiers of the living God. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In the Amplified Bible, that verse says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you're called to endure, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him. God chooses us to be a soldier. So we have a vast identity package. We have a vast, that we're royal priesthood, a chosen generation. We're peculiar people. We're a child of God. We have such a vast identity package. But in that identity package, we must know and understand and realize that God calls us to be good soldiers. He chooses us to be a soldier. In the New King James Bible, it says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him. See, God said, the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, Lord, and God, God enlists me and you as soldiers in his army. Hallelujah. God enlists us to be a soldier. It's a Bible fact that we're called to be good soldiers of the living God. Yes, the very moment that we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. The very moment that we're saved and born again, we're enlisted by God into his army as soldiers. When I was coming up, there was a statement I often heard the older people say throughout church time in my church. And in these 40-some years that I've walked close to the Lord, I heard that this particular statement, the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to him that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Well, I wanted to find out, is that Bible? Is that anywhere in the Bible that says that? That the race is not given to the swift? It doesn't matter how fast you run. The battle is not given to the strong. It's not to how much strong you may think that you are in your own self. But it says, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Well, I saw in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 11, it says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, Ecclesiastes 9:11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But it doesn't have this last part. But what the old folks did was they joined it to Matthew 10:22. It says in Matthew 10:22, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Here we find that word endure. Precious saints of God, those who are in Christ Jesus are now called to be soldiers of the living God. That word endure means to persevere, to keep on keeping on. We're called by God to be a good soldier who keeps on keeping on, perseveres even in the face of hardships. which are temptations, tests, and trials. If you go back up to that verse again, it says in 2 Timothy 2, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. He said, keep on keeping on. Even, and that's what will make us a good soldier, to keep on keeping on, even in the midst of temptations, even in the midst of trials and of tests. God said, keep on keeping on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, when we come into this walk in the Lord, we must understand and know that God never promised us that we would be in a bed of roses, as they say. God never promised us that we would just not have in tiptoe through the tulips. This boot camp and basic training in spiritual warfare is so important because God does not want us to be in la-la land. He does not want us to be oblivious that there is a war going on and that we're going to face many things in our lives. The word of God said in Psalms 34 and verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. God said, you're going to have some temptations, tests, and trials. Number one, because as an agent of light, we have the light inside of us. Jesus is the light of the world. And then he's called us to be lights that will shine in the midst of darkness. But hear me today. Hear me today, saints of God. Because we are God's light, he's in us, light always disturbs the darkness. You can get the least little pinpoint of light, and it's going to cause the darkness to flee. That's going to be when you get around people that are walking in darkness. That's why he told us if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we will have fellowship and communion one with another. So you'll know yourself. If you constantly don't want to be around any believers, you want them to get out of your face, and you don't want to be around, then you have to question, do I have the light inside of me? Do I have Jesus, the light of the world, down on the inside of me? And then because he's on the inside of us and he's called us to be light, when we come out, that's where the afflictions and the temptations and the tests come, because the light in us will disturb the darkness in someone else. So he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. He says in John 16 and verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that you might have peace. God, I want you to have peace now. As a soldier, this whole basic training in spiritual warfare so that we can be good soldiers, endure hardness with peace. He said, I'm going to give you peace, my children, even in the midst of the storm. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation, that's tests and trials, but he said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now I rebuke every spirit that will try to come against somebody behind the nose and the eyes and the sinuses. I rebuke that spirit and command Satan, take your hands off of anybody that's going through behind the eyes and with their sinuses and their nasal passages in the name of Jesus. Every hindering spirit, I rebuke it from off of you this day in Jesus' name. Let's go on a little further. Then Isaiah 43 and verse 2 says, when you pass through the waters, it didn't say if you pass. See, this is not an if one day I might go through something. God says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. That's why when he told him in Matthew 7, there was a wise man who built his house on the rock. There was a foolish man who built his house on the shifting sand. Both of them built their homes, but neither one of them were exempt from the storm. But the wise man built his house on a rock, that when the winds and the waves and the storm came, it did not move him. His house was able to stand. But the foolish man, it said, great was the fall of that foolish man's house. See, this basic training in spiritual warfare is for us to be able to understand that we must be built properly. We've got to understand that there is a war going on, and we've got to be built properly on Jesus and upon his word in order that we may go forth and stand. And when all the air has cleared, we'll still be able to stand in Jesus and in his word. In 2 Corinthians, I want to say this. He wants us to be aware of the warfare so that as we as believers in Christ Jesus, again, we'll be able to stand and be victorious in him. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 6 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare," it says the weapons of our warfare. So there's a warfare going on. There is a war going on. He said, "We do not war after the flesh." Somebody said, "If the devil just leaves me alone, I'll leave him alone." That ain't how it works. That is, I'm going to be ebonic. That ain't how it works. The devil has a mode of operation. John 10:10 says, "The thief," that's the devil, "cometh not before to steal, kill, and destroy." That's all. That's what he comes to do. But Jesus said, "I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." So the word of God says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty." God says, "I've given you some mighty weapons, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." We've established it. We've established in this intro that God calls us as soldiers. That's a part of our spiritual identity. Now, I hear, see another thing, somebody behind the eye. "I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit of infirmity behind that eye. I charge and command it to leave you, me, and whoever else it might be standing for, and not return. I cast you into the dry places. Forbid you to ever return to me or whoever that is in Jesus' name. I dispatch forth mighty warrior angels, ministering angels around each one of you to escort every spirit that is not of God from around your head, your body, in Jesus' name." Let me go on a little further. So God wants us to know and understand that we have an enemy who goes to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Someone said that he is very diligent in his search. We're called by God to resist the enemy steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from us. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and 9 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion," now he's not a lion, "but as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And then God gives us the prescription in verse 9. 1 Peter 5, 9 says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions, the same temptations, tests, and trials are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." God said resist him. That's what we're to do. We don't just lay down and take it. Now, you might take you some Advil, or you might take you something else that you can take in order to relieve the symptoms so you can continue to stand and resist that devil and say, "No, this is not mine." In Matthew, I believe, it's 16:19, he says, "I give you the keys to the kingdom." The word of God says Jesus has the keys of David. He opens and no man shuts. He shuts and no man opens. But then he gives us the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. One translation says, whatever you say no to, God said, I'll say no to it. Whatever you won't allow, I won't allow. Whatever you forbid, I'll forbid. God said, all you got to do is just say no. No, get off of me. Get off my head. Get off my feet. Get off my toes. No, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we see that the word of God says we have to resist him. Ephesians 6:12 says that we wrestle not, listen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And that they said, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in high places. Oh, saints of God, listen to me. We don't war against them. That's what the enemy wants us to be able to do, is look at our husband or our wife, our children, our family. Wants us to look at our neighbor, our friends, our dog, our cat. He wants us to be able, but we don't war against people. We're not warring against, there are things that will be operating, even in a marriage. God will show you, there may be sometimes spirits of contempt, control, fault-finding, nitpicking, put-down, aggravation, agitation, control. He'll show you things that we can take authority over behind the scene. There are things that will be operating with us. And God will say, let me show you what you're doing. And we have to take authority over those things. But the word says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And that's where he gets many believers, is looking at human beings and not seeing, wait a minute, I see you, devil. I see what you're doing. You're trying to put things on people's heads. I rebuke you. Charge and command you, get off. and not return in the name of Jesus Christ. And then the word of God says in Revelation 12 and verse 12, because the enemy has come down, the devil has come down with anger and wrath toward every believer in Jesus Christ because he knows that his time is short. Revelation 12:12 says, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So we've got an enemy, but you know what? And I want to say this. In our boot camp, in this boot camp basic training in spiritual warfare, it is designed to help each and every one of us to recognize that as Christian soldiers, that God wants us to be on ready. As the Lord said to my sister, Apostle Kizzy, the host of this program, God wants us to be on ready in the good times. Be on ready in the bad times. Be on ready in the in-between times. God wants us to be sober, vigilant, watch and pray, realizing that we are in a warfare with an enemy who is organized in ranks and has great wrath or anger towards us. But we must also know, and this is the second part of our message, because we went over the introduction, we've established that we're soldiers, but we must also know and realize that we have a great commander-in-chief. Hallelujah! Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who is with us and who is greater than any enemy that comes against us. He has given us delegated authority and power along with weapons of our warfare and a full armor to put on. God, listen, listen now, because this was important to the Lord, because we have no business doing this. So he said, I want you to stress this now, Ellen. God does not want us to fret, worry, be frightened, or dismayed about anything, because we have a great commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the captain of our salvation. He is the captain of our faith. He is the great head of the church over every principality, power, authority, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come. Also, through Jesus Christ, we are now, through Jesus, more than conquerors. The greater one, Jesus, is living in you than that situation. God said, take your eyes off of what the child is doing. Rebuke those spirits in that child, every spirit of rebellion. Every spirit that would try to operate through that child or through whoever it is. He said, because the greater one is in us in 1 John 4 and verse 4. Greater is he that is in you than anything that is in the world. And through him, it says in Romans 8:37, we are more than a conqueror. We have to remember we got somebody with us. And in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, it says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense or in his own strength and in his own ability. The word says, who serves as a soldier at his own expense in 1 Corinthians 9, 7? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk? This verse is so important because God lets us know that as soldiers in his army, we are not alone. And we're not in this army on our own. You're not alone in this. God never calls us to have to do it on our own. Hallelujah. He said, be strong in me and in the power of my might, the Lord says. In Isaiah 41 and verse 10, it says, fear thou not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God says, I'm with you. This is why this is so important that we know who our commander-in-chief is. It's one thing when we have a president in whatever cycle it is. Right now, it's Joe Biden. If we knew that at any moment, Joe Biden would be with us day and night as a president. So I'm going to protect your house. I'm going to do this. But God said, I'm with you. I'm your commander-in-chief of the royal armies of the Lord. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm the greater one that's in you. And then this is why when we get to the armor of God, when we get there to the part, and we're about to close up now. I'm not going to keep you too much longer. This is why when we get to the armor of God, It says, above all else, take the shield of faith. Above all else, take the shield of faith. Above all else, take the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy. Wait a minute. Why above all else? Because God wants us to fight the good fight of faith. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Why is that when it talks about to quench all and having the shield, above all else, taking the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy? What does that mean? What does that really mean? To take the shield of faith to fight. God wants us to fight the good fight of faith because the good fight of faith involves holding fast, even now, to our faith in him and his ability to help us when we need the help. Help, Lord. He says, I want you to be, this is about a relationship with me, he says. Knowing that as a soldier, I got a relationship with each and every one of you. I want you to be able to hold fast that I am powerful. He said, lo, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. You can call upon me. I'll never leave you. He said, call upon me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. He said, I want you to know that I'm the one that's with you. He said, I want you to hold fast and fight the good fight of faith that I love you so much. That's why I said, God said, he so loved the world. That's why I always say, that's a lot of love. God said, I love you. He said, you've got to fight the good fight of faith that you've got a God. You've got a God who made the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that therein is. You've got a God that parted the Red Sea and the children of Israel walked through on dry land. You've got a God that parted the Jordan River and they walked through again on dry land. You've got a God that fed all the children of Israel with manna and quail. You've got a God that brought down the Jericho walls. He said, you got a God that loved you so much. He said that I gave the very best that I had to give, which is my precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And I said to you in Romans 8:32, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? He said, you should never doubt my love. That's where the fight of faith comes in. Because when you're in the midst of a trial, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith to maintain that I've got a God that's greater than this. I got a God on the inside of me that's able to change this situation around. I got a God who loves me so much. He proved himself. He proved his love for me. And that he suffered, he bled and died in order to bring me into right standing with himself. So we have to hold fast to our faith in him as the great head of the church. Hold fast to the greatness of his love for us. And then we have to hold fast his powerful ability. He said, I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly. Get all the scriptures you can on what he's able to do. I love in Jude. He said, I'm able to keep you from falling. He said, I'm able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of my glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power forever. And then he says in Ephesians 3:20, I'm able, my child, to do exceedingly abundantly over and above whatever you could expect, ask, or even think. He said, if you can think it and you can expect it, I'll up you on that. I'm able to turn situation. I'm able to shut the door. I'm able to shut the mouth. He said, don't you see what I did when Daniel was put in the lion's den? He said, didn't you see that I shut the mouth of the lions? Didn't you see when they took the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they put them in the fiery furnace, I got in there with them, and when they came out, they didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. The hairs on their head was not singed, nor was their clothes burned. God said, that's the kind of God. You got a God that is able. He said, you looking at that situation? He said, I'm able to provide for you. I'm able to shut the mouth that's talking against you. I'm able to turn that. He said, but all I need you to do is fight the good fight of faith. He said, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He exists. and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. So he's saying, fight the good fight of faith, hold in who he is, and his love for you, and his ability to work on your behalf, and in his willingness. You got to know God said, I'm not only able, but I'm willing. I'm willing. I love this verse in Matthew 7. I say it every day. Matthew 7 and verse 11. He said, if ones who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them that ask? Ain't nobody been lied on more than God, even in some people's hearts and minds. God said, I'm the one that will provide for you. I'm the one that heals you. He said, he said again, if ones who are evil, and how many of you are good parents, good grandparents? I mean, it's one thing for us to be a mama and a daddy, but when we become grandparents, sometimes I think that, you know, I've been accused of going overboard where grandchildren are concerned. And I love them so much and love my children. But how much more does God love us and show his love for us, his willingness? That still involves his love, his willingness. So as we close today, and it's now at the 9:56, I want it to be through and only minister a half hour. I want to say today again, in this first night, that I thank God for this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. That remember tonight we introduced the Bible fact that we're enlisted as God as soldiers in his army, not just any kind of soldiers. God wants us to be good soldiers who endure hardness. That means we keep on keeping on, even in the face of temptations, tests, and trials. Understanding that we have an enemy who's angry. He's come down to the earth with great wrath. He's organized into ranks. He presents himself as a roaring lion. But we don't have to be fearful of him because God said resist him. And then we must know that we have the greater one in us, that we have a commander in chief, the great head of the church, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, in Ephesians 1 and verse 22, who's far above everything that the enemy could do, far above every principality, power, might, and every single name that is named. That's the God that we serve. And then God wants to instruct us. And knowing that as a great commander in chief, he wants us to, and the great head of the church, he wants us to fight the good fight of faith. Because he says, I don't want you worried. I don't want you fretting about, don't want you to be anxious about anything because I am with you. He said, I love you with an everlasting love and with my love I've drawn you. He said, I want you to hold fast to that. Hold fast to how much I love you. Hold fast to my powerful ability to work on your behalf and my willingness to work on your behalf. So God bless each one of you today, and I pray this day in Jesus' name. Soldiers of the living God, arise, endure, keep on keeping on, knowing who you belong to and who is with you in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of you tonight. God bless. Apostle, I turn it back over to you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. I feel like I need to hear this little part right here one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Salute. Hallelujah to the Lord our God. We praise him. We give him glory. Hallelujah. And as Pastor Price says, he's called us to be good soldiers. Amen. It's so much meat in here. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines in just a few moments. If you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, prophecy request, you can press your number one key and we will open up the line in just a few moments. But, you know, I'm just blessed by the word. I know, you know, we heard some spiritual warfare last night on your Wednesday evening broadcast, Date Night with the Lord. And that was just, that was good. That was good. And all of this just rolls in together. And we thank God for that. You know, I like how the Lord had you put this together with Ecclesiastes 9:11 and Matthew 10:22. You know, I had heard that before, but I hadn't gone back and ran reference on it or anything. And so that was a blessing. That was a blessing to hear that. Hallelujah. About the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. And then, you know, how it goes on to say, or the saying that people, our elders were saying, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. If those two scriptures were put together. So we, you know, it's so much, and this is such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessing. Amen. And then I caught that part, too, when we got to talking about our commander-in-chief, that God doesn't want us to worry or fret because he is our commander-in-chief. And I just read something recently that just really stood out to me. This is one of my mother's devotionals. And on the front of it, it says, faith begins when worry ends. Hallelujah. And so God doesn't want us to worry, but to have faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Even before we go on any further, and we're going to open up the line, so please, I see you, Minister Rachel and family. We're going to open a line for Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom first. And then we'll open up your line. Anyone else, go ahead and press your number one key. In case there are ones who are listening tonight and you're not sure that you are born again, that you're saved, that you're redeemed, if you're not sure about that, this is your moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saying about the Lord Jesus Christ, all that he has done for us. And once we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we immediately become soldiers. Hallelujah. And he's calling you. Glory to God. You're here. He's calling you. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And God has he loves us so much. As Pastor Price said, that's a lot of love that God has for us. Hallelujah. And then he wants to love on us here and now, and then he wants to love on us forever. Hallelujah. And when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, then all this love that's waiting for us to have it. Hallelujah. And really, we get to have him because God is love. And so Romans 10:9 says this, exactly how to be saved. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe the Bible, to believe what the Word of God says. None of us was here 2,000 years ago, so we must believe by faith. Hallelujah. And even if we were here, Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and they haven't seen. Hallelujah. So we get the extra blessing because we didn't even see it, but we believe. Hallelujah, and we receive. So pray this prayer after me with all your heart, fully engaged. Put your faith in it. Put your belief in it. Make that choice in your heart. Say this prayer with me, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord. We'll just say it again. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we want to just welcome you right now after saying that prayer, that short prayer. Yeah, it was short. It didn't take long because Jesus did all the work. Our job was just to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. Hallelujah. And you've done that today. Glory to God. So we welcome you to the kingdom of God, and we pray over you right now that the Lord will touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Whatever is wrong, thank you, Lord, for making it right. Whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. We thank you for doing that, Lord God, right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And then, Lord God, we ask you to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Power to even read the Word of God and to understand it because you are right there with us every time we read the Word of God. And then, Lord God, let your rivers of living water flow through them right now, hallelujah, and release their prayer language, their heavenly language right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And then, you know, we're going to open up the lines first, and then we'll come back and let you know what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So let's open up the line, Pastor Catherine. I don't see your number one key press, but I'm going to open up your line first. In case you would pass your mom, and then we'll open the line for Minister Rachel, and then we see you, Minister Kiva. Praise God. Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. I pushed my number one key, but it's not working. So since you said you were coming to us, I didn't text you anything.
Okay.
But, yeah, mom is asleep. You want to say anything, Mom? She's very sleepy. But she was here and she heard you. I passed water.
Amen. Well, mom has had quite a day today, so I do understand, Pastor Mom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rest. Amen. We love you, Pastor Mom.
All right.
Okay.
Did you hear?
I was blessed. She said, all right. What'd she say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Well, praise God. Didn't know what I need to do about my notes tonight. Because I have my notes from I have my notes from last year, and I really like to write. I really like to write my notes down because it's like it seems that I can, I mean, things that just kind of stick with me like glue when I write them down. But I try to type, and the reason I type them is because I can always have them with me. But, you know, when I write them in a notebook, sometimes I don't keep up with my notebook. So
right.
I do like, but I like to type better than I do. I like to write better than I do type. But anyway, I do have my notes from last year. But you know what? And I started to look at my notes, and God said, don't look at your notes because this is fresh. Every time I hear you minister on this, Pastor Helen, it's like fresh water, just fresh. It's refreshing. And I can see that this is part of you. This message here, this boot camp, spiritual warfare, is just part of you. And the anointing is just upon you to minister this word. And I just want to tell you thank you so much for it. But I just kind of want to just kind of go over some things. And it's just for myself, as I repeat them, and I'm not going to stay on long. But when you said we are listed, and we are, once we give our lives to Christ, we are enlisted in God's army. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it made me think about Carson Pearson. He said, march like a soldier. March. I said, we are soldiers. We are soldiers in the Lord. And then you said we have to continue to persevere. Because I tell you, this road is kind of getting a little rough sometimes. And you just want to kind of lay back. And every time I hear this, there are some things I get a slack in. But when I hear this, it just stirs me up to move me just to continue on. And we got to know that there is a devil that's trying to stop us. And so we have to resist him. And then the other thing is you said that you talked about the commander-in-chief. We got to know him. And we're not in this army alone. We're not alone. God is with us. Hallelujah. He's with us. We're more than conquerors because he's with us. We don't fight this thing alone. So thank you so much. And God doesn't want us to fret. He doesn't want us to worry. And we are not alone. This battle is just not ours, but he wants us to just, our part is to persevere and to keep on fighting a good fight of faith. So we thank you. Thank the Lord for helping us just to hold fast to what he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So I just want to tell you thank you, and thank you once again, Apostle, for having this, and it's so good to be able to hear it in a different way each night. I know it comes in, on Wednesday night and Thursday night. What a blessing. So thank you all. Thank both of you all so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you for your comments. God bless.
You're welcome. Love you all.
Love
Amen. Pastor Price, do you want to pray for Pastor Mom?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you tonight for Pastor Mom. Mom, this is Helen. I know you're going to sleep. You've been out and about to the doctor and on that bus. I saw that bus you were on today. Thank you all so much for letting us see the pictures of Mom. And Mom, you look so beautiful this morning as you sat down to eat your cream of wheat, Mama, and to sit at the table. I said, oh, she looks so pretty today. So this day I just come and I lift up Pastor Mom to you. Lord God, as we come today, I just thank you, Father God. We stand on your word, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you and nothing is too difficult for you, Lord God. You're the God that in Isaiah 46 and verse 10, you say you speak the end from the beginning. You decree and declare those things that be not as though they were. Father God, I thank you tonight that you let us know that your word in Jeremiah 23 and verse 29, you said, is not my word like a fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test? And is not my word like a hammer, and one translation says, like a sledgehammer that breaks the most stubborn rocks into pieces? But you let us to know that as we come, we're to speak the end, the target, the goal, because faith has to have a target. It has to have a goal. So we speak over Mama tonight. We decree and declare and thank you that by your stripes, Mom is and we're healed. In every cell, every organ, every system of her body, her long-term and short-term memory is healed. Her communication is healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you now, Lord God, that you are the strength of Mom's life. We thank you for giving Mom strength in every cell, organ, system, in her legs, Lord God, in her arms, in every part of her body, for strengthening Mom. Lord, we put pressure on everything that is not of you, Lord God, concerning Mom. Satan, we remind you, you're a defeated foe. We command you and your cohorts to take your hands off of Mama's body in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we continue to thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovered every cell and organ and system of Mom's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father God, in Jesus' name, I rebuke the root and the source of that cough, the root and the source of it. Charge and command it to leave Mom and not return.
Yes,
the blood of Jesus is prevailing in Mama's body. The name of Jesus, the word of God. And then I pray for my sisters. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Catherine and Apostle as they tend to Mom and all of my brothers and sisters, their mates, their children, and their mates. I pray, Lord God, even now for healing, wholeness, wellness, and soundness in each and every one of their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I decree and declare over Pastor Mom and over all my brothers and sisters, their mates, their children, and their mates, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain. No weapon of discomfort, no weapon formed against each one of us shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against us in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. I know we heard this before, that you sit high, but you have regard to the lowly. Thank you, Lord, for touching Mom in her body. That we come against everything that would cause Mom to cough. We rebuke it at the roots in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is prevailing. The name of Jesus is prevailing. The word of God is prevailing. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you, Father God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Lord God, not by what we hear, contrary to your word. We thank you now. And we dispatch forth infinitum numbers. The mighty were your angels, ministering angels. Michael the archangel escort everything that is not of God from around Mom into the dry places. Forbidden never return to Mom again. And to all of my brothers and sisters, their mates, their children, and their mates, we give you glory, Father. We give you praise, kind Heavenly Father. We thank you now. We worship you. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we honor you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Be strengthened. All of my brothers and sisters, their mates, their children, and their mates, be strengthened. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I heard her say amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Have a blessed night, Pastor Mom. And thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I heard that amen.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I see some of you have question number one key. Some of you, you want to say something, but you can't right now. Just quickly, Ministry Lane said that this really stirred her up. She was blessed. And it brought back to her remembrance when God handed her her army hat, in quotes, army hat. And She said also that as you spoke, 1 Timothy 6:12 became alive, and she received a revelation on the scripture. And then she says, blessings, Pastor Price. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then she gave me a little recipe for mom to take for the car. Amen. And then Minister Carrie, she's multitasking. She's on with us and she's at a lecture somewhere. So we thank God for you, Minister Carrie. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Okay, so we have the line open for Minister Rachel and family. Minister Kiva. Minister Kiva, look like you have two lines coming in from 615. So you're next. Amen. Okay. And anyone else, if you press your number one key, I don't see you, so text me and let me know, amen, that you want to say something. Okay, Minister Rachel and family, your line is open. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Oh, my dear, I was so encouraged, stirred up. So much confirmation when the Lord had Pastor Price say a lot of the scriptures. I was like, the Lord having to read some of the scriptures that she was mentioning. I was like, okay, God. And I just began to like talk about the Hebrew boys. I was talking about Daniel. I was saying these things to God. I said, Lord, I said, I'm trying to say it exactly how I said it to God. I said, God, you made the lions like pussy cats and pillows to Daniel. And you took out, it's like a refrigerator for the three men of God, the three Hebrew boys. You know, the heat, it was no flame. So I'm like, you know, sitting here chatting with the Almighty. I'm like, thank you for the blood of Jesus that, you know, because of the righteousness, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We can come boldly before his throne and just be real and upfront with God. Not any old kind of way, in a rude manner or rude fashion, but, you know, being a good steward over the blood that was shed for us and just conversating with him honestly. I thank God. God is awesome. I was just being encouraged.
Hallelujah.
And then, amen, you know, we being fully engaged, like coming together in unity, praying for Pastor Mom, as the Lord had Pastor Price to pray for her. We just coming in and we just, with the prayers and all the unity, just KOing the devil and his nonsense. So I thank God that Pastor Mom going to have some sleep tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because he arrested that coursing spirit, you know, had with his hand. But I thank God for his grace all over us,
yes,
and all over our health and our life.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for your peace and everything that he gave me throughout this day. Because, oh, my dear, I ain't giving no glory to the enemy. I'm giving it all to Daddy God, because he gave me strength to get through the day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen.
God bless
you. Love you too. Pastor Price, are you talking?
Yes, I said I love you too. And God bless you, Minister Rachel.
Oh, and God bless you too,
okay.
Minister Price. It's been such a blessing. And I just thank God for this ministry, and I'm glad that you said yes to the Lord, and that apostle, that you know, you did it not knowing how many people will always call in and stuff like that. You still went forth and, you know, God blessed you with God in the midst ministry, because he truly is in the midst of everything that he's guiding you to do. And you have been encouraging so many, young and old, and to God be the glory for this. And I love you all.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go back on mute now.
Amen. All right. Love you. Love you. Thank you so much. And you and your family, of course, are a great encouragement to me as well. Amen. Have a blessed night. All right, Minister Kiva. Hello, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening. Just wanted to say, Pastor Price, you know, this is always on time. I just thank God for you so much. I know you hear this a lot, but can't say it enough. Date night with Jesus is great, is awesome. You know, I would be there every week if I wasn't working. I was off last week and got to hear you and your daughters, you know, trust God's promises and do it in love. And I just love listening to you when you give us all the scriptures. I was sharing with some friends, and I said, oh, I couldn't keep up. I have 2 pages of scriptures. I was like, this is amazing. So I was have to go back and listen. And so if you ever doubt it, any way, shape, or form, if you're walking it out, you walking it out, Pastor. You're doing it. You're doing your thing. And, you know, when you even said that the Lord doesn't want us to be taken by surprise, like an element of surprise, you know, I just thank God for how he loves on us, so that we can be reminded of how to, about spiritual warfare and the battle. And, you know, lots of times we just go along on our day like nothing sometimes. We just be living. And that's not how God wants us to be. You know, he wants us to love on him and then understand, you know, about the spiritual warfare. So this was just good. It just gets gooder and gooder. And just appreciate you so much. And, you know, when you have given me words in the past, the Lord will tell me. He said, I want you to war with that prophecy. And so I'll go back, listen to it. And you know, God, it's just such a blessing. So I just want to thank you for saying, as Minister Rachel said, for saying yes to the call. You and Apostle, I'm so blessed by you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I stay on mute while one's talking so I can be able to listen. So God bless you. Thank you for your comments tonight, Minister Kiva. God bless you.
Amen. Now, this other line, I thought this was your line as well, the other 615-429.
That's probably my friend.
Okay. Let's hear from your friend then. Okay. Let me open up the other line. Hello. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. This is Sandra Aaron. I am a friend of Ms. Kiva's, Minister Kiva, and I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed spiritual warfare, boot camp. Ephesians 6 is 6 and 10. It's one of my favorite scriptures about warring, and I just appreciate all the scriptures and how we can go back and remind us that we are in a war, but that our God is with us. So I do appreciate your teaching, and every time I have had an opportunity to call in, I've always been blessed, and it is right on time for me because I've been seeking and I'm trying to seek the Lord for my future and what my next assignment will be in this season of life. So this is on time, as always. There's always something, and you were praying for somebody with something behind their eyes, and I go from feeling well to, you know, just not feeling well with my sinuses. So as I try to prepare for a fast and kind of feel a little down, so I appreciate your prayers, because that's definitely me with something behind my eyes. And I just ask that you all keep me in prayer as I seek the Lord for what my assignment, what my purpose for this season of my life. But I did just want to say thank you for the message. It was definitely timely, for sure.
Glory to God. Amen. What's your name again?
Sandra Aaron.
Sandra Aaron. Apostle, let me pray for her real quick. Father God, I just join my prayers with, even now, Lord God, with Sister Sandra, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that she has a heart for you and to be able to do your will in your way. Lord, one of the greatest things that we look forward to is when we're standing before you to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. Now I will make you ruler over much. I thank you that you told us in Ephesians 2 and verse 10 that we're your workmanship. We've been created in you for good works. So you have a good work, a good purpose, a good plan, a good destiny, Lord God, that you've already prepared, Lord God, for Sister Sandra to walk in. So I ask you, Lord God, I set myself in agreement with her that, Lord God, you'll make it so plain that even a little child would be able to understand it. You talk to us, Lord, you talk to me in such a way to say, now, this is what I want you to do and how I want you to do it, and you show me exactly what to do. I pray that your grace will be made so plain and simple, Lord God. Grace, grace, grace. Grace is every earthly blessing, favor, and then the special ability for what you call us to do. So I'm thanking you now for your grace, Lord God, being manifested forth even to the heart and mind of Sister Sandra. Make it so plain even this day. I pray this day, Lord, it don't take you forever to tell us what you want us to do and how you want us to do it. As she comes in prayer and intercession, because I do sense by your spirit she is an intercessor, Lord God, as she comes, let her be still before you. As she fasts and prays, let her be still before you, and then let her just listen to you, Lord God. Make it so plain as she goes to sleep. Make it so plain when she wakes up. Lord God, make this purpose, this plan, this destiny that you have for her, Lord God, so plain in Jesus' name. And then this hindering spirit, this thing that would try to come to, because many times those things that come behind us in the nasal passages and the sinus things are things to try to block us, to keep us from focusing, to be able to do the will of God. So there's something that you have for her to do that involves where the enemy's trying to take away her attention. Satan, I rebuke you concerning Sister Sandra. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every work of the devil and his cause concerning you, Sister Sandra, concerning your purpose, your plan, and destiny. I rebuke from this day forward, because, Lord, you said if we would resist the devil, he would flee from us. You told us that you've given us the keys, and whatever we bind on earth, you're bound in heaven. Whatever we, one translation says, whatever you say no to, we'll say no to. This day we say no more, no more, no more, no more attack on those sinuses. No more pain and discomfort on the head or behind the eyes. No more. We rebuke you. Say, we bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist. And we speak to the spirit of life behind that which would come up in your nasal passages, that which would come behind your eye, that would try to come against your head. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We resist it in Jesus' name. And we command and charge it to leave you and never return again in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus over Sister Sandra. And over, Lord God, all of her head and her body. I plead the blood of Jesus over her, the purpose and plan you have for her. And I give you praise, Father, in advance. I give you praise in advance because strong faith gives glory to you. It believes and gives glory to you. I give praise to you in advance in Jesus' name. I also come against every spirit of infirmity that would try to come against your heart, around your heart. And it's really not your heart. But I bind every spirit, any spirits of anxiety, anxiousness, any fretting, any worry, that you're not a fretter, you're not a worrier, but the enemy tries to bring that. So we rebuke that. I stand with you. I bind every spirit of worry, fretting, anxiety, anxiousness that be gone from you. I rebuke it in Jesus' name and cast it from you into the dry places, forbid it to ever return to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Open up my desk, baby. So I hear the Holy Ghost say to you, Sister Sandra, I'm making you. He said, well, you'll know too much about me to doubt me. He said, I have built up within you a relationship. I have a pattern that I'm doing in your life. I've built up a relationship with you. He said, now, he said, and when I began, I'm leading you. I'm guiding you in the way that you should go. He said, now rest and rely on me. Resist anything that would try to say I'm not going to do what I'm going to do. Rest in my love. Rest in my ability. Rest in my willingness. Rest in me, saith the Lord, and you'll see. You'll see. I see you in some ways. You're already walking in some aspect of the purpose and plan that God has called you to do. You can't look to the left or to the right what somebody else is doing. God has built into you from the time even you were in your mother's womb. He's built down on the inside of you what he's called you to do. And not very long, everything that he has built you for will be revealed. He said, I see you. He said, I order your steps, bringing all the people in your life that need to be brought, taking every person out of your life. He said, marvel not that I've been closing some doors very tightly. Because for that next level that you're going to, they can't go with you with that level. You may want them to, but they can't. How long? Not long. And all that I promised you will surely come to pass. There are things that he has built in you for you to be blessed, to be a blessing to the body of Christ, to this nation, to even other parts of the world. You're not a local girl. You are not a local girl. Oh, that's why he tries to come against your nasal passages and your sinuses. As soon as I said that, I saw that pain behind. I rebuke it. Every hindrance that will hinder you from going forth and what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. I see him say, I put dancing in your feet and laughter in your mouth. And you will be saying, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He said, how many days, everything that I promised you will surely come to pass. You've been prepared for such a time as this. And all you got to do is continue to say, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to what you called me to do. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'll say this as I get ready, because there may be somebody else that might be on the line. They might want to say something. But all of a sudden, Luke 1 began to come through to my mind and to my spirit. Luke 1, where Zacharias, the angel Gabriel, went to Zacharias, Sister Sandra, and he went and he told him what he was sent by God, and he told him what was going to happen to John the Baptist, that John would be born. But as you know, Zacharias didn't believe God. And not only did he render him where he could not speak, but if you really look at that scripture, you'll see not only was Zacharias not able to speak, but he was not able to even hear again until the time. Because when they came to tell him, do you want the child to be named John, they had to beckon to him. They had to make signs to him. They couldn't just say, hey, Zacharias. They had to be able to beckon. Go back and read that in Luke 1 and see what happened. So there are things, because God didn't want nothing messed up. John the Baptist coming into the world was too important. He had to render Zacharias deaf and dumb to keep him from messing up the program. God said, you're not of that one. You just continue to say, yes, Lord, be it unto me, like Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. All he needed was permission from Mary. If Zacharias said, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word, he would not have been rendered deaf and dumb. But Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And then she got a chance to go travel to go see her cousin Elizabeth and stay with her for 3 months. You'll be traveling. If you say, be it unto me according to your word, I say yes to your will, yes to your way, you're getting ready to see some doors opening. You're going to see some doors opening. You're going to be blessed to be a blessing to others who desire to go where you want to go. They're going to be going. There are things God's going to do greatly in your life. This is not by chance you're online tonight. This is not by chance that you're on this line tonight. This is a moment of destiny for you on 9/7/2023. When you get off this phone and you say, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word, I say yes to your will, yes to your way. You may not even know the fullness of what it is. But you said, when you say yes, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word, you're going to get ready to see a whole lot of things just made so plain and clear. Hallelujah. So God bless you. You have a blessed night, Sister Sandra. And I'm looking forward to when I ask Sister Minister Kiva, she's going to tell me, girl, she oversees. She over there doing she over there doing this and that and the other. Glory to God. So God bless you, Sister Sandra. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful word. Thank you.
God bless you. We give glory to God. God bless you. I go back on mute while Apostle gets somebody else on. God bless.
Amen. Glory to God. And good to have you back with us again, Sister Sandra. Whenever you have an opportunity, come on back. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
All right. I don't see any other number one keys pressed right now. You know, we have prayer requests, you know, comments and prayer requests and prophecy requests. Hallelujah. Okay, Reverend Treva just said that she's late, but she's enjoying the remarks. God bless. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. And what I was trying to do today, which is probably the reason why, well, some of you know that I when I text you, I text the wrong number. I don't know. I put the wrong number in there, I think, for the area code because I was multitasking. And also, I was putting the link in. So I was really led to send the link to Get 'Em Radio. And so you may see it at the bottom of your text, and it comes out, it says Blog Talk Radio. I think that's what it says on it. Yeah, you'll see blogtalkradio.com. If you click on that link, you can go back and listen to this entire broadcast whenever you have an opportunity. You know, I know that there's a lot of scripture. Pastor Price is full of scripture, and that's a good thing. Amen. You know, when I've been listening to the scriptures for years through Pastor Price, and it just stirs you up. And as Minister Elaine said, you know, as she's talking, God is giving revelation. You know, anyway, I can recall when, before I became a minister, and then I became a minister, and I was like, you know, Pastor Price gives maybe about 20 or 30 scriptures. The Lord said, I got to pass the Price. I need a Barbara Kizzy. And so, but I still have a lot of scriptures too, because hey, the word is good. Anyway, I'm checking my text. I see several of you have written me text. Amen. So, okay, we have a prophecy request online. We have, what else do we have? Oh, okay. We have prayer and prophecy. Just wanted. Okay. All right. I think I said what I wanted to say about that link. Somebody mentioned that. Minister Kiba mentioned that link. So, yeah. So you have it now, and you can go back. And I think especially for the spiritual warfare, it's good to go back and listen again and let the Lord just stir you up and give you a revelation on the scripture. Sister Elaine, she's not able to talk on the, you know, on the line, but she would like to see if there's a word from the Lord for her. Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And then Minister Rachel wanted prayer and prophecy. So both of them. Hallelujah. Pastor Price?
As soon as you begin to make the request concerning Ministry Lane, all of a sudden I saw doors. Doors of opportunity.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I saw doors of love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord said, as you continue to delight yourself in me, the Lord says, I am giving you the very desires of your heart. The very desires of your heart. I see some things turning around. I see some things turning around. I hear the Lord say, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. He said, you walk with me. You talk with me. You let me lead and guide the way. And just know, saith the Lord, I'm giving you the desires of your heart. There are secret desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Good desires of your heart. And I'm opening doors of opportunity, saith the Lord. I'm fixing things. I'm fixing things. Some things are being fixed. Some things are being torn down. Some things are torn down completely because he's rebuilding certain things. He's rebuilding things. He said, I'm rebuilding things. He said, continue to keep your eyes fixed and focused upon him. Continue to delight yourself in him. And he said, I'm giving you the very desires of your heart ministry lane. Keep your faith strong in me and my love for you. Keep your faith strong in me and my love for you. And you'll see. You'll see the turnaround. You'll see the turnaround. He said, you're very important to me, to my will, to my purpose, to my plan. You're important. You're important. He said, nobody may yet not even pat you on the back. Nobody may not say, good job. He said, but I say to you, you're important for my purpose and my plan and my destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. I thank you, Lord God. And I just continue, Father God, to lift up ministry lane to you. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit that would try to come around to any spirits of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, every pain, every discomfort. I rebuke you from off of ministry lane in the name of Jesus. Cast you from her and into the dry places. Forbid you to return to her. I dispatch forth infinitum numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, Michael the Archangel to escort every spirit that is not of God from around ministry lane, from around everything that pertaineth unto ministry lane, in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus, and even now, I dispatch those mighty warrior angels to minister forth the protection of you, Lord God, around ministry lane. I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense, a protection, a pavilion, in Jesus' name, around her, in Jesus' name. Even around where her back is concerned, her digestive system is concerned. Be healed, be whole, be well, and be sound. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And again, I hear him say doors of opportunity and doors of love. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. I thank you, Father God. I hear the Lord say, I'm going on from ministry lane to minister at Rachel. I hear the Lord, I saw those caves. I saw caves. And the caves I saw that were in that word, keep on keeping on. He said, you've been determined to keep on keeping on. God said, I see your tenacity in me. That you are one that's holding on. To me and my word. Not being moved. He said, you fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. I see you like somebody that's a boxer in the spirit, like a boxer in the spirit. Now here, devil, you say, he said, continue to stand strong in me and in the power of my might. I'm with you, my daughter. I am the strength of your life. I've gone before you. I'm with you. I've gone before you, and I'm your real reward. I've gone behind you. And in not many days hence, you're going to see all that I have promised you, saith the Lord. But even now, Romans 8:28 is in full effect for you. All things are working together for good because you love me, saith the Lord, and you're called according to my purpose and according to my plan. Continue to stand firm, victorious in me, saith the Lord. He said, don't be moved at all, even in the days to come and in the future, for those that will not see what I've done in your life. He said, you must know that. He said, ones will mistake certain things, whether it be your looks, whether it be your voice. They will mistake that not only on you, but on your children. But I've made you this way for a reason. I gave you the voice I gave you for a reason. I gave you the looks I gave you for a reason. I gave your children their looks and their voices for a reason. He said, for my glory, for my praise, and for my honor. He said, you will be singing continually. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He said, I honor those who honor me. He said, I'm honoring you. I'm honoring you because you honor me, saith the Lord. Bless your name, Lord God. Bless your name, Lord God. And he said, continually tell you his shoulders are bigger than yours. You don't have to carry the load. You don't have to carry the load. And not many days hence, get ready. For all that I have prepared for you and yours, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I hear the Lord say to you, Apostle Kizzy, I hear the Lord say, because you've been faithful, and faithful in the small things, and faithful in the little things, you've been faithful. I see the Lord says he's serving you out to the nations. He's literally, you will be a sign and wonder. Ones will say, where's she at today? Where's she at now? She's where, in Rome? She's in Venice? She's in Russia? Where's she at today? Where's she at? He said, I'm serving you out to the nations. He said, I'm telling you now, I'm giving you a glimpse. I'm serving you out to the nations. And it will be very important for things that I'm doing behind the scene. Policies will be changed. Nations will be changed. Situations and circumstances will be changed. Wars will be stopped. Very important. He said, I'm serving you out to the nations. Glory to God. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. I worship you, and I give you praise in advance. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Glory to God. All right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Minister Rachel wanted prayer and a word.
That was who the one, in the middle was from Minister Rachel.
Oh, what?
I said for Minister
Rachel. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one for
okay.
Minister Rachel for her and her children.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And then you pray for me. I got it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. We give God praise and glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can go back on mute. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. Hallelujah. We know that your word does not return unto you void or empty, but it's accomplishing much on the inside of us, even right now, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. I receive all, hallelujah, that you have said in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor Price. We praise God for you. And as we go, hallelujah, I'm going to come back to you for closing remarks and any closing prayer in just a little bit here. Before we go, I just wanted to share with everyone what's going on the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. You are invited at any time. Hallelujah. And the way that you connect with us is our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Hopefully I said that right. 516-418-5699. Amen. And this is a family of broadcasts that the Lord has put together to just really, it's designed to help us to grow together, to learn together, and grow together. Amen. So whether you just got born again or whether you've been in the Lord for a long time, we're all learning and growing together. Hallelujah. So we meet every Sunday. The East St. Louis Christian Shemam is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you just call that number that I gave you, 516-418-5699. And this Sunday, we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Mom, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And so that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have Haitian of Tongues. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. And then on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month and the fourth Wednesday of the month, the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. God reveals ailments that are going to be healed, and what God reveals, he heals. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Our next prophetic healing will be Wednesday, actually the next Wednesday coming up, this Wednesday coming up, which is Wednesday, September the 13th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, where Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey, are our co-hosts for that broadcast. Then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have the newest addition to the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. Hallelujah. So God has let us see that these babies who are right now, they're newborns to 4 years old, they made it through abortion, They made it through the pandemic, and God brought them here and has poured out his spirit on these babies. Many of them are doing things that are far beyond their years. I happened to meet an anointed pandemic baby today. He was a year old. He was walking very well. And his mom was coming out of the door where the doctor's office was. And the door stayed open because it was like a handicap door that stayed open and it was going to shut later. Well, that little fellow was trying to close that door. He was like, no, we're not going to leave here with this door wide open like this. So, and he's only one. Hallelujah. So God is doing something in these children that's far beyond their years or, you know, the things that they should know, quote unquote, should know at this age. And then God is revealing more things about them and their parents. So the main thing is what we do, where we talk about them and what they're doing now. And then we pray for the anointed pandemic babies and for their parents. Now, Pastor Catherine is my co-host, and so she's going to be on with us. She's very well qualified. Hallelujah. She has anointed pandemic grandbabies, great-grandbabies, and she taught kindergarten for years. So she is our co-host, not to mention that she's anointed herself. Hallelujah. So that's going to be on Wednesday, September the 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursday, we have entered into our boot camp season. We started last month with evangelism boot camp, this month with our dear Pastor Price, spiritual warfare boot camp. Next month, in the month of October, Lord willing, we'll go into healing boot camp, and that will be with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, and these are on every Thursday. Hallelujah. Every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. So next week, we'll be back again with Lord willing, with Pastor Price and the spiritual. Hallelujah. Looking forward to that. And we praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and close, but we want to hear our closing remarks from Pastor Price, closing remarks, and closing prayer from Pastor Price. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Again, to Apostle Kizzy, I just want to thank you for inviting me and having me. I'm so honored at this time, and I thank God. I thank Jesus for this time. I thank him for ministering to us and to our hearts and minds. I thank God for every one of you, and especially those who are now about 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock your time in some places on the East Coast, and even the ones right now, it's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and those 11 in the Central. So I thank God for each one of you. I want to say something very, very quickly as I close, because sometimes there are ones that do wonder, why does she minister like she ministers? Why does she give so many scriptures like she does? One of the things in Psalms 119, it says, the entrance of God's word will give light and will give understanding unto the simple. What God does is he has an immersion that goes on. He said, now, Helen, I need you to give that word out. This is what I want you to do, because that word, once it goes out, God's word does not return unto him void or empty, but he will accomplish that which he pleases. Then the other thing the reason, not only that the entrance of God's word will give light, and he's given an immersion. He wants to immerse ones in that light. Especially when we have recordings like we have here now, that we can go back and listen to it. But even now, faith doesn't come by reading. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing on by the word of God. So he'll let that word go in, and he'll allow us to be able to grab a hold to it. So, and then the other thing is, out of compassion, God told me, he said, Helen, he said, there are ones who will will say, well, she don't teach the word. Some of them say it like that and like it's a bad thing and that they're kind of putting me down for it because she don't preach the word, she teaches the word. Well, the one thing the Lord said to me, in Matthew 9 and verse 36, it says, when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And in Mark 6 and verse 34, it says, when he came out and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd, so he began to teach them many things. He began to teach them. When you see out of compassion, Jesus fed the 5,000, he raised the dead, he healed the sick. But out of compassion, Jesus will raise up teachers, ones who will be able to teach the word. And like Apostle says, her teaching is different from mine, but she's yet a teacher. My sister, Pastor Catherine, both Apostle and Pastor Catherine are excellent teachers, but we're all different. So God says, this is what I want you to do. And I go to him every time. I say, Lord, what you want me to say? How do you want? And then he gives me the pattern. Boom, boom, boom. This is what I want you to do. Even if it only, like it catalyzes one, like Ministry Lane said, and it catalyzes you, Apostle, where you all will see something, and God will take you in a whole other direction. So I just wanted to say that tonight. Go back and read in Mark 6, verse 34, and where he said, out of compassion, he began to teach them many things. And in Matthew 9 and verse 36, he had compassion on them because they were being harassed and they were helpless. Matthew 9, verse, that's in the NIV Bible, Matthew 9 and verse 36, and that the entrance of God's words gives light. I wanted to give you that a little bit because there may be ones that say, how come she gives so much? And I know Pastor Catherine told me, she said she used to say, oh, why she gives so many scriptures? But God wants us to be immersed. If you can get some word out, many times, if you can just get that word out, I'm going to stop with this apostle. When Kenneth Copeland would try to minister to one of them southern men, and the Lord said, just get the word to him. And he could only get a part of a scripture out, only a part. And then the man would shut him down, scripture out. And so, but he only got half of a scripture out. But out of that half of a scripture, that man came back and told him that word kept coming up in his heart, and he got saved. So the word, when God's word goes forth, it will not return into him voice. I thank God. So again, I thank God for each one of you who have come for this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I am one that's blessed by it already because as I go, it always points back to us first. I thank God for being rooted and grounded in that. And I'll say this as I close tonight. I have been attacked yesterday. So I woke up. I all swole up on my right eye. I mean, I've not seen that. I've not had that kind of thing to happen to me. And I said, what in the world is this? I rebuked it. Then today I woke up. Now, that was on the right eye yesterday. On the left eye I woke up. And there I was with my eye swollen on the left side. And God said, don't be moved by what you see. I've not given the devil permission to do anything concerning you. So I have to put into practice. Lord said, he said, you've got to do your due diligence. Tell him to take his hands off of you and go forward in what I've called you to do, to do this. And when the enemy comes to harass me, I have to stand. So I'm putting this to practice in my own life as a good soldier. And I ask you all, those of you that are listening tonight, please keep me in your prayers. You prayer warriors like Ministry Lane, Pastor Catherine, Minister Rachel, Minister Treva, all of Minister Kiva, all of these prayer warriors, Sister Sandra that I met tonight, Minister Carey, I'm asking you, we're doing this on Wednesday and Thursday for this whole month. I need you prayer partners. I need you, my battle buddies, to stand with me. I'm asking you to cover me with your prayers. Not only me, but my daughters, to cover us and an apostle as we go forth in what God has called us to do. Again, God bless each one of you all. I send out much love, and may you have a peaceful, beloved night's sleep in the name of Jesus. And God bless you, Apostle. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to do a benediction in that prayer to close us out in prayer and turn it back over to Apostle. I'm going to do two of them, Jude 20 and Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, Lord be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, hold on forever in Jesus' name. And then Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, over and above whatever you could expect, ask, or think, according to his power that is working in you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. I love you, Lord. I worship you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Apostle, I turn it back over to you. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. You know, I know you gave the benediction, but what I saw something in the spirit, and I want to pray for that as we get ready to close. I saw someone had an open wound on them, and I want to say it was around their leg, but it was like in the bend of something, you know, where you've been, I don't know if it's been your foot, been your ankle, or been your knee, but it's in the bend right in that area. And it's an open wound, and the Lord says, I'm healing it now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that wound will not stay open. It is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how it has looked, don't worry, don't fret. It's healed. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know who that was. You know, you can let me know who that was, but he just showed it to me so very clear. Reverend Treva.
Good evening.
Hello,
it was me.
Hello,
good evening. It was me.
Okay.
The other
with
day
the
I
open
was
wound.
Yes, and it's in the crease of my upper thigh, upper left thigh. The other day I woke up. And it looked like it had been a cyst, and it had burst. And I've been putting Campophonica on it, praying over it, praying non-alcoholic witch hazel, cleaning it out. And it was me.
Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing her. In the name of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus, the healing, cleansing, purging blood of Jesus, it's going into that area right now as we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed over you by yourself and others as well. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord has a way of showing us that he loves us. And,
yes, he does.
He sees everything that's going on. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
and God bless
you, Reverend Treva.
You're
hallelujah.
Welcome, and God bless y'all. Good night.
Amen. And what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah.
He
We've seen it time and time again. Amen. As far as I know, that was it for the night. Glory to God. We've already had our benediction. Look forward to seeing you all on next Thursday night as we continue with our spiritual warfare boot camp and all of the rest of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. I thank God for all that he has done and all that he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. So, for you all. Thank God for you again, Pastor Price, and love you all and have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Y'all tell the people that, no?